We're in the 14th parak. We are up to Mishnah Vav. We're discussing some of the history as far as when bamos, private altars, were allowed to be constructed and service to be performed upon them, and when one was not allowed to. So we learned in the previous Mishnah that there was a time in which there was a Mishkan in Gilgal for 14 years, and that was more of a temporary structure, and therefore bamos were still allowed to be made, and was able to sacrifice in all different private altars, because this Mishkan, this tabernacle, was something which was temporary, which is comparable to the one in the Midbar, in the wilderness, and people were not yet settled down. However, says Mishnah Vav, Bola Shiloh, the second top place in Canaan, in Israel, which had a Mishkan, was Mishkan Shiloh, Neser HaBamos. At that point, no longer were Bamos, these private altars, allowed to be built. And on this, the Pasuk says in Sefer Yoshua, Yikalu Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Shiloh, that all of the assembly of Klal Yisrael went to this one central location, Yashkinu Sham Es Oel Moed, and there is where they established this Mishkan. And there was the Mizbeach as well as the Ara. So at this point, no longer were Bamos allowed to be made. Rather, everyone who wanted to bring a Karban had to go to this Mishkan, had to go to Shiloh for its service. And we're going to see that one of the reasons is because this Mishkan was more permanent physically in nature than the previous one. This is what the Mishnah says. It says that Lo Haya Sham Tikra. The reality is, on one hand, it was more of a makeshift tent because it did not have a roof which was pitched. Elo Bayis Shel Avanim Milamatam. However, on the other hand, it was permanent in that it did have a foundation, or the bottom was made out of stone. Just Mirios Milamalon, that they had these curtains hanging above it. So therefore, on one hand, it had the status of a house, was permanent, as it says in Sefer Shmuel, with the story of Chana and Eli. It says that Tavienu Beis Hashem Shiloh, that they went to the bias, to this house, which means it's more permanent. It also, it's called a Mishkan, as it says, V'yitosh Mishkan Shiloh. So the reason why it's sometimes called more temporary is because it did not have a roof. The reason why it's called permanent is because it did have this foundation out of stone, which the previous Mishkan did not have. And therefore, one is not allowed to have a bama. One has to serve whatever karbonos they wish to bring has to be performed in Shiloh. V'hi hoysa menucha. And the Mishnah also says the other reason of the difference is that there was menucha. The Pasuk says that the time in which we are allowed to have bamos is a time in which there is no rest, specifically rest for Klal Yisrael. That we were spread out. Before this, we were busy conquering the land, dividing it, then bamos were permitted. However, once we have achieved menucha, which was in the time of Shiloh, in which we were at rest and we were at peace, everything has already been divided and conquered among ourselves. Everything was fine. At that point, bamos became forbidden because it was easier to be able to travel there. It's not an issue. And therefore, the Mishnah concludes that Kodesh Kedoshim Nechol Mifnim HaKaloyim. When it comes to the karbonos, which are the most holy, that of Kodesh Kedoshim, when it comes to being eaten, it must have been eaten min HaKaloyim, within the curtains, within the parameters of this Mishkan Shiloh. However, Kedoshim Kalim, the karbonos which have less sanctity, Maaser Sheni, as well as the tithe, which is brought normally to Yerushalayim, but here it's brought to Shiloh, B'chol Haroa, anywhere that a person can see. Just provided that you're able to see the Mishkan from where you are, then one is allowed to eat Kodeshim Kalim, Kodeshim Kalim, as well as Maaser Sheni.